France's new foreign minister, Catherine Colonna, began her visit to Ukraine by paying her respects to the dead in Bucha. Ukrainians describe what happened to civilians at the hands of Russian forces as war crimes.
We must tell ourselves that this should never have happened here, and it shouldn't happen again. France stands with its friends, its allies, to do whatever possible to bring back peace.
Support and solidarity likely to help Paris reset relations with Kyiv. Ukraine has accused France of siding with Russia. As the war carries on, the hope is French diplomacy with Moscow will help ease Russia's blockade of Ukrainian ports and restart the export of Ukrainian crops vital to the global food supply. But that is not all Ukraine needs.
I have stressed today, during the meeting, that Ukraine's need of additional artillery systems of 155 caliber remains extremely important. To win the battle for Donbass, we need to significantly strengthen our artillery potential.
A clear message from Colonna's counterpart, Ukrainians who have been paying the price for Russian aggression in lives for years need more help. Her trip was underlined by a cruel coincidence. The brutality of the war brought closer to home with the death of a French journalist covering the war. Frédéric Leclerc-Imhoff from BFM TV was killed by shelling in the Luhansk region while accompanying an armored mission to evacuate civilians. Colonna called for an investigation into his death. The number of journalists killed covering the war now stands at 24. The war in towns and villages in the east and south has become a patchwork of fighting. The spotlight is currently on Severodonetsk, one of two cities in the Luhansk region still barely under Ukrainian control. The Russian siege of this city has come at a high price in lives and military assets on both sides. Weapons and ammunition left behind on the battlefield, this Russian soldier says, are from Ukraine's Western allies. Even as they collect trophies and conquer territory, what they consider decisive battles may not be over. France is sending Ukraine more help. During her visit, the French foreign minister said that her government will be committing more essential equipment to Ukraine, fire trucks and ambulances to help cope with the near daily bombardment of Russia's villages, towns and cities. But more crucially, heavy artillery, long-range howitzers that it is hoped will help turn the tide of this war in Ukraine's favor. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.